Rabbeinu says, "Le'inyan sipurei dvorim shel hatzadik emes," regarding the topic of the regular type conversation of the tzadik emes. Rabbeinu said about this, "Lamoshel, for example, le'ifesh enechlo, a doctor who gets sick, v'huchrach limser esatzmo liad hadoktor hagodel, and he's forced to give himself over to a bigger doctor, to a specialist." This doctor who is now a patient, his conscience tells him when he goes in to see the specialist, he has a picture in his mind of what he thinks the specialist should prescribe, in other words, to resolve this sickness or whatever it is. For example, to extract the tooth, to cut the hair around a certain area, different things that his normal way of thinking, his medical background, dictates them that this is probably what should be done in this situation. But this doctor whom he's going to knows special types of medicines that this smaller doctor never even heard of. He has no idea that there exists such a thing that far surpasses his medical knowledge of what would cure this type of illness. Kein yizdamein, for it so too it happens, sheyovoi ish lahatalmid chacham v'tzadik hadoer, that a person can come to the Talmud Chacham or the Tzadik Hadoer, shehu roifei choli nefashos, who is a bechinas doctor, he cures the sicknesses of the neshama, which are the taivos, the midos rois, v'roitze sheyiten lo hatzadik refuos, and he wants the tzadik to provide medications for him, hainu hanhoga isudrochim kifi mashu yedea, meaning he wants the tzadik to provide tikkunim for him based on what he knows. The tzadik should tell him to learn so many and so many hours a day, and this, that, whatever he thinks should be done. Avol be'emes hatzadik yeshloi refuos udrochim yeshorim shetzorech lahanhigoi lerefuosoi. The tzadik has medications and path drochim that he has to prescribe for the person in order to cure the person. And at times, hahechrech liten lahachela ezesam. At times, the requirement is to give to the patient a medication, asherim yitnu loy hasam biatzmoi kemoishehu, which this medication, if the doctor would give it to the patient to take as is, yomus hachela bali safek, the patient would die from the medication without any doubt at all. Why? This medication is of a certain bitter type of nature, or it's so powerful a medication, certain medications, that the item itself is so strong that unless it's dissolved within a certain kind of compound which weakens its power, the thing can kill. The thing can literally kill. Kain yesh anoshim al kain hahechrich la'arev hasam bedvarim acherim. Therefore, it necessitates, it warrants having to dissolve, to mix the medication with other items in order for it to be takeable, in order for it to be possible for the patient to be able to take it and to use it constructively. Kain yesh anoshim, so too there are people, she'i efshe legalis lahem pnimiyas ha-teira ha-tzoruch l'refuasai, where it's impossible to reveal to this person the pnimiyas ha-teira, which is necessary for this person's refuah. Rabbeinu Zal mentioned in Teira Lamed that according to how low a person is, that's how high a level of kedusha you have to shine into this person to be misakin him, which means take people like us, Rachmana Litzlan, who are so far down, we've committed so many sins and done so many things wrong. You picture for a Rebbe to come along to want to be misaking us, he has to hook up, he has to draw a level of Torah that's unusually high in order to be able to clean up the garbage that's within us, in order to be misaking all the damage that we've been doing the first 20 or 25 or 26 years of our lives. Rabbi Nizal says, so too there are people whom the tzaddik cannot reveal to them the pnimiyas ha-Torah, which is necessary for their refuah. Why? Ki ha-Torah hi refuah. We know that the Torah is referred to as a medication. Kama shikosav, as the pasuk says in Mishlei, rifus tihi l'sarecha, that the Torah acts as a medication to your leaders. So we see that the Torah is an inyan of a refuah. Why can't the tzaddik give this pnimius hatera straight? Ki b'hatera yesh shnei koichos, because we know that the Torah has two powers. The Gemara darshins in Yuma on the pasuk v'samtem es devorai ele. The Gemara says sam chayim v'sam oves, that the Torah can be a sam chayim or a sam oves. Zocho nase loy sam chayim, loy zocho nase loy sam oves. If a person is zecha, the Torah serves as a medication. If not, chas v'shalom, it serves as a poison. V'alkein, and therefore, im yoim ruloi hatayra bi'atzma kamei shehi, if the tzaddik would tell over the pnimius hatayra in its original form to this person, yomos b'lisafek, this person would certainly die, chas v'shalom, without a doubt, ki etzloi, sheloi zacha, because by this person who is in the category of loizacha, right now he's a sinner. The tzaddik is first starting to be makarvin. Right now he's in the bechin of loizacha. So you give him pnimius hatayra, it'll become samoves. Therefore, there must be certain precautions taken. Al kein ha-hechruch lehalbish loy pnimius hatayra bedivrei Torah acherim. Therefore, the tzaddik has to cloak the pnimius hatayra in lighter type of divrei Torah. But note again, the tzaddik is on such a high level of kedusha that he mentally is doing this. He's thinking of seidus hatayra. He's cloaking it where the person hearing it would never know that the tzaddik is somehow hiding within his words a pnimius hatayra, and he's passing this over, and this has the power to bring about a refuah. And there are times where the person is on such a low level that even this he wouldn't be able to receive. He wouldn't be able to receive the pnimius hatayra hidden within a lighter level of Torah. Even then he wouldn't be able to feel it, even if they would cloak it in lighter level of Torah. Al kein, therefore, at times the malbishin hatayra b'sipurei dvorim chitzayim. Therefore, at times the tzaddikim cloak their words in sipurei dvorim chitzayim, in stam stories, talking about regular items, about regular physical type items. Leman yuchal lekabel harefuah hagnuzasham, so that the person should be able to receive the refuah which is hidden within their words. Kigam hat Rabbi Nizal says, now note interestingly, Kigam hat Torah biatzma milubeshes ato b'sipurei maisius machmas shelo yoya ef shelo maisro kamei shehi. Hashem himself, when he presented the Torah to Bnei Yisrael, Hashem himself designed the Torah in such a way where the Torah, the depth of the Torah, is hidden within stories, within things that give off an appearance like they're lighter type items, and there is such a depth in there. Why was it done in this way? Very simple. Because Hashem knew that we, Bnei Yisrael, would not have been on a level to receive this straight as is. The only way we would be able to benefit from it is if it were designed in such a way where the Torah starts off with stories and stories and stories and stories, and in those stories is hidden all of this Kedusha, all of this Pnimius, all of these secrets, in order for it to be able to cure us. Now, how does this pertain to us? In a few different ways. This relates to us in a few different things. Number one, you should know Rabbi Nizal Sefer, for example, Likut Imran, or any Sefer that's written by a real Tzaddik Emes, it's understood that what you see when you read the words is not necessarily all that's there. There's a pnimius to it, which we don't begin to understand. Now, in the case of the Likut Imran, for example, we were gifted. Somebody did us a big favor. He wrote another set of Sforim, 5,000 pages, where he shows in those Sforim that after you get finished learning a Torah in the Likut Imran, and he gets finished learning it, you see that he understood a pnimius which you didn't even imagine was there, and he shows you how it was in Rabbi Nizal's words, that kind of depth. That's an example to show how a tzaddik is on a level where he can make a statement in his statement. Rabbi Nizal himself said about the Likud Imran that with any tyrant here, you could learn through all four Shulchan Aruchs, the Shas, Bavli, Shas, Yerushalmi, everything in each tyrant, but the question is, why couldn't he present it in a more open way? Because he had to address his Talmidim, all those who would be coming afterwards, and if he would lay it out in that way, it could be damaging. He had to be malbishit, cloak it, in these Torahs, where on the surface, sometimes it doesn't seem to be that deep and that profound, but that's only because our eyesight is weak. If you could see deeper, you would be able to see how every single word here. You read how Rav Nosson Zal writes about this Sefer, how Rav Nachman Shigarin Zal, when they quote a word from this Sefer, and when they give a pirush, they say, although we admit that we don't begin to understand what Rabbeinu Zal's kahonas were and what he said, implying that there is tremendous pnimius which we don't begin to understand. We believe it's there, and we believe that when we're learning it, it's that pnimius that which we're hoping is going to be misaken us. In other words, it's not just what it appears to be, that we're learning this and this is going to be misaken us. We believe that there's more than meets the eye. There's an unbelievable pnimius found there, and that's what has the power to cure everything that has to be cured within us. That's one item. Number two, at the same time, when one is zeichet to meet tzaddikim amitiim, such as the tzaddikim in Eretz Yisrael, those who we're familiar with, or Rebbe Zal, for example, when Rebbe Zal gave a shiur, again, not necessarily is what you heard everything he intended to say. Within what we heard, there are times when this person was smart enough, I'm saying in smart enough and a tzaddik enough, to be able to hide within his words different messages, whereby these things were necessary for refuah for us. He knew how to do it and what to do and when to do and how to do. Or we could even say possibly that could be he didn't know, let's say. In other words, let's say that nowadays tzaddikim are not on the level to do it, but you take a person who is zeichet to have his spiritus, before he speaks the very Torah, he asks Hashem to show him what to say and how to say. Hashem himself, Kav Yochel, could design within those. Now, in other words, the question is, why is it that one shear can affect a person and charge up a person to the sky and everything, and another person will be saying lumdus and Torah, and it's not doing anything for the people? The answer is, a person who is zeichet to combine Torah and Tefillah, within the words of Torah can be hidden the pnimius that the speaker isn't aware of, the listeners aren't aware of, and yet it's there. That power is there to be able to provide this kind of refuah that's being spoken about here. A person has to daven that when they learn, they should be zeicha, when they hear the very Torah, when they learn from a sefer, they should be zeicha to understand what's written on the surface, and be able to draw from the pnimius there, which is the part that's necessary to be able to cure people who are on as low a level as we're on, who need this kind of medication. We should be zeicha to be able to draw it from the Torah that we learned.
Understand it also.
100%. 100%. It was to understand it on the surface, and even that which we don't understand, to be zeicha that it should do what it's supposed to do within our systems.
And a similar thing, like when we learn, let's say like the Hillel, same time, all these other Sfarim that different tzaddikim wrote along the way.
Correct.
And now in later generations, all these, you know, perushim were written on and whatever.
Correct.
Now, so we're saying that that's revealing some of the pnimius that original tzaddik had in mind when he.
Question was asked to Rav Nosson Zal, and in other words, again, who could be an authority to answer a question like that? His talmidim asked him, when we read these Sfarim now that are mefarish the words of the Gemara or other Sfarim, and they bring out all of these sodas and everything. Did the one who originally said it necessarily, in other words, that's why, how would I have the guts to say that with Rebbe Zal, could be he didn't know it, then it happened automatically? The answer is, this was Rav Nosson Zal's answer. He said, the answer is not necessarily. And I don't even know if he said not necessarily. No, the speaker did not have all of this in mind. But these people, these speakers, spoke with Ruach HaKadosh, literally, so that within their words, without their own design, was contained all of these sidelines. In the way that they spoke, automatically all of these secrets came out. You take a look, for example, in the Zohar Kodesh. There are times when the Zohar Kodesh says something and it's just said. And you have the Chidozah on the side who says, you'll note that this in the side, and based on something, the Arizal, this miss is Gematria this, and it's a fabulous item. And yet, in other words, they said it over there. They didn't mention the Gematria or anything, but their words came out in such a way that there was Ruach HaKadosh in there. The Ruach HaKadosh set it up in such a way that they weren't supposed to reveal it. 800 years later, somebody was supposed to come along and reveal it and bring out the proof that there's a pnimius there that you don't even know. No question about that.
Correct.
That's a different incident where he told parables specifically. He said that nobody understands the message I meant to say. Please, you deliver to the world what my kavana was when I had to say it. Although, Although, again, you have the Pirushim and Arsha on it, which is, again, Ayin Ponim HaTorah. There are 70 faces to the Torah, and his words were said with enough Ruach HaKadosh to contain Rabbi Nizal's Pshat, which was the Iker Pshat, plus the Pshatim that all the other different Mepharshim wrote. 100%.
This thing that in the beginning of the Marshal,
right,
he says about a doctor going to a big doctor, and he thinks that it would be such a thing.
Correct.
He doesn't even know about the other. I don't understand how that was answered later on.
He was comparing it to a person who comes to the tzaddik, and he, like that woman who came into Rav Enizal, she said she's suffering. I forgot whether it was a sickness she was suffering from, or she couldn't have children. And she asked Rav Enizal, I want you to give me something that I should have children. Rav Enizal said, you should be seicha. You know, he gave her a bracha, or he made a statement that she should have children. And she's waiting. No. Give me something I should be able to have children. Rav Enizal looked at her and he laughed. And he told one of his talmidim, scrape off a little plaster from the wall, put it into a cup, and give it to her to drink. In other words, she was waiting. She was expecting. She thought that the refuah has to come in such a... In other words, if you give her something to drink, some special potion, or tell her to say these psukim backwards, or in other words, the person comes with their own designs, their own thoughts as to what's necessary for their tikkun. And there are times when the tzaddik knows that it's something totally different. Rabbeinu Zal told Rav Nosson Zal to learn 18 prokim of Mishnayos a day. When his father found out about that, he hit the ceiling. You know how insulting it was to his son to learn 18 prokim? You'd give that to a sixth grader. His son was a goyin olam. He took it as an insult. Yet Rabbeinu Zal knew that for that period of time, this is what was necessary for his tikkun period. No, that's what we're saying. A person comes into a Rebbe sometimes and wants the Rebbe to help him. That kind of, with Rabbi Zal, you picture different times, and Rabbi Zal said something totally different from what you would have imagined. Sometimes he would say, give in, when you thought this was a time to blast, and sometimes he would say, blast, sacrifice. In other words, do whatever you have to get Teretz Yisrael, and you thought that this was a time... He shows you that it's exactly the opposite, and you have to know that this is the way it is at times, that there are times when, number one, the Eitzah is the reverse of what you thought, or there are times when within the Eitzah, in other words, this Pnimius that you're looking for, it's there, you just don't see it. He's forced to hide it in these hidings, because he knows that if he showed it too openly, Chas v'Shalom, it could bring out a kitrug from the Satan, that would be unbelievable, or you wouldn't be able to handle it, that kind of thing. So therefore, he hides it in this way, but automatically he's giving you the whole medication, just like when you give a kid medicine, you have the capsule, the Dimetap, the cherry syrup, or the, you know, all the bologna, that kind of stuff, mixed in with that bitter, bitter, bitter medication. So too, in the case of a tzaddik. You understand?
Okay, yeah. So he's going to try to, assuming you're going to get something. That's the point of that this thing is
exactly, stores. Exactly.
You might not even think that these things.
Exactly. In other words, at times you're waiting to hear some
sort of
exactly, and he seems to be saying something that's like beneath your level. You picture when Rav Enizal started saying the Sipurei Maaseis to a person like Rav Nosson. In other words, you would think a person who didn't know Rav Enizal enough, this is like off the wall. You know. And yet he knew that at that time it was necessary to take this spectacular level of Torah and bring it down and put such a cloak around it where it would be so hidden, just like unbelievably hidden, and yet the medication would be there. The full power, that bit of medicine would be there. You know, no question at all. Baruch Hashem. Yeah, 100%. It's putting it in a keli. Putting it, being malbish it, putting a cloak around it. Baruch Hashem. Next. Torah Kuf Samachay. Rav Enizal bases this Torah on the Pasuk, V'yohafto l'reacha kamoicha, Ani Hashem. We just had this recently, interestingly. Rav Enizal says, Hainu, this is a piece of Breslov Musar. Hainu shetekabel bi'avo kol haro'ois v'ha'yisurim haboim olecha. You should receive with love, with happiness, all the bad things and all the suffering that comes upon you, ki roi sheteda, because it's only proper that you should know, shelefi maasecha, that according to your deeds, achar kol ha'yisurim v'arois sheyesh lecha, after all the suffering and problems that you're having, adayin hu misnahegim cho barachmim, Hashem is still being very, very kind to you, lifnimish, Hashem is treating you much, much better. In other words, with all the suffering that you're going through and everything, you're being treated much, much better than you would really deserve to be treated. Because certainly you would deserve having much, much more suffering and problems in bed according to your deeds. This is Taicha the Posig. Normally we interpret this, you should love your friend. Reacha means friend. The word rea also means bad. You should like the bad that Hashem is doing to you. Note, you have the story in Bav Metzia, the Gemara in Bav Metzia, where Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimon said about his Yisurim, Boyu achai v'rei'ai. Come, my brothers, my friends. He called the Ra, the Yisurim, Re'ai, my friends. Here's a case where Rabbi Elazar is calling the Re'a, the after L'Re'acha, the Ra, the Yisurim. You should love the bad that's coming to you. You should accept them with avo. Because according to how you are, according to what level you're on, according to your deeds, Ani Hashem. You should love the suffering that you're going through because compared to how bad a rat you are, Ani Hashem, I am Yudke Vovke, I am Chesed. Ani Hashem, Baal Horachmim, Adayan Ani Misnai Gimcha Barachmim Kanal. I'm still treating you with a tremendous, tremendous degree of Rachmanis. I once mentioned on this, I don't recall if I mentioned this to Rebbe Zal or not at the time. I'm trying to recall. I can't remember. But I'm almost sure either I mentioned it to Rebbe Zal or somehow Rebbe Zal said this somehow. Somehow I think it came out. The fact that in this, what is he talking about here? That whether Hashem is treating you with chesed or treating you with, even when Hashem is treating you with din, you should look at it like chesed, which is a concept of Hashem hu alekim, that kind of concept. Note here, if you will like the suffering that's coming upon you, then kamaycha, the word kamaycha is bigimatria leikim. Kamaycha ani Hashem. You'll be able to see that the kamaycha, the din, is really Hashem. In other words, what looked to you like din and suffering is really Hashem. And again, you take one piece, one little Torah like this. Imagine if a person could put this in his head well, and no matter what happens, chas v'shalom, picture the times when Rebbe Zal was in the hospital, picture people like Breslov, when a Breslover goes through different kinds of suffering, which every single human being on this earth goes through. It's not just Breslov, it's all the Yidden, Lahavdol, all the Goyim. This world is not a toy place, a toy store. This world has all kinds of suffering that each and every person must go through. The person just takes this in his head that I'm gonna remember this, that no matter what I'm going through, compared to how I know I am and compared to the things that I know I've done and the things that I don't even know, who knows what I could have done in previous Gilgulim, whatever is being done to me is chesed. You read a story about Rabbi Nochum Ishkamzu. Picture a person without his hands on, without his feet on, with boils all over his body, and he wasn't complaining. Why? Because he knew this Torah. I'm saying this with tzaddikim. This was the attitude they took, that whatever Hashem is doing is chesed. Everything that Hashem is doing to me is chesed. I could deserve much worse. The concept of batzor hachavtoli, to always find within the suffering how it's really not that bad. It could have been much worse. Halavai Hashem should treat us with chesed, and whatever we have to go through, we should be given the brains to be able to take it the right way.
How are you down to get rid of
these, sir? Ah, Rav Nosson Zal asks that question on the Kodei Halacha. The question is, if we are to say that we believe Emunah Shleima, that whatever Hashem does, whether the chesed or the din, we believe that it's all fair, good and everything, then why do we make a mishaberach? Why, when somebody gets sick, do we say Hashem make it better? If we see somebody needs money, they're poor, Hashem give him money. No, Hashem, whatever you're doing, I believe is great. Why do we doubt him? Rav Nosson Zal explains, because you should know it's not just stam. The fact is that one of the reasons why a person has a chisorin at times, in other words, by Hashem, there's no concept of chisorin. Hashem is always sholem, shlemus. The light of Hashem is always shining. There's no problem in that. at times. In other words, Hashem is always being mashpia. What's lacking at times for the shefa to hit this person, for this person to have the 50,000 that he needs, for this person to have the children that he needs, for this person to have the refuah for his eyes that he needs, for this, what's lacking? Most of the time, what's lacking is a keli. Because the person did not prepare the keli, so out of Hashem's kindness, he doesn't shoot the light at this person, because he knows if at this minute he shoots this light and the keli is not there, that person, it's like a laser beam. The guy is finished, chas v'shalom. This light can hurt. So we believe, be'emunah shleima, that when we see this guy now in a state of poverty, the fact is that based on his situation, how many kelim he has, whatever Hashem is doing to him is for the good. But I ask for one of two things from Hashem. When I daven for Hashem to change his status, what I'm actually saying is one of two things. Number one, when a person is going through suffering, lack of money, this, that, or everything, if to know that it was for his good and to be happy with it and everything, then it doesn't do any damage, doesn't cause any problem. What if he doesn't have that seichel and he complains and he cries, he eats his heart out? Then the item is doing damage to him. In other words, it's not benefiting him, it's hurting him in that manner. This is why I daven Hashem, hey, it's fine to give Yisurim to a person who has all the seichel and everything, but how do I know that this guy has the seichel necessarily? Therefore, I'm asking you to remove it, so that if he doesn't have the seichel to take it the right way, he won't suffer, on one hand. And number two, another reason why I'm davening for him to get a refuah, because I know that many times, the reason why he doesn't have good health now is because if he would have good health, that would be more damaging to him than suffering from health. Why? He doesn't have kelim. Then I hope that my tefillah, by my saying Hashem make him better, tefillah is creating kelim. That should create kelim into which he should be able to receive the money or the refuah or the this or that, whatever chisorin we're looking to fill, that's what it should go. But the underlying factor is, yes, when I see this person suffering, in other words, when we saw Rebbe Zal in his state of suffering, was it for his good? We believe it, be'emunah shleima. Not chas v'shalom in the context that he had something to be misaken. Baloney. Could be v'hu mechal nipshenu. He was suffering on behalf of Klal Yisrael. But the item itself, whatever Hashem does, is good. No question about that. At the same time, we, b'pshita sabitimus, we with our physical eyes, with our eyes of flesh, have to go by the rules of this world. We see a person suffering, we have to say, Hashem, cure the suffering. And the Paparos L'Chachma brings in one place that you would think that, in other words, now we say that when a person gets a big gift or something, he has to make a bracha, hatayv ha-meitiv. When a person has a tragedy occur, the halacha is that you're supposed to say, baruch ato Hashem, dayan emes. What if a guy says, hey, I'm Breslov, dayan emes, there's no such thing. When a person in my family, chas v'shalom, passes away, I make a bracha with kavona, with simcha, baruch ato Hashem, alakenu alachayom, hatayv ha-meitiv. Rav Nachman Shigurinzal says, that's ribui shemen. In other words, on this world, you're not allowed to do that. In other words, if you do it, it's gaiva chas v'shalom, and it's ribui shemen. In this world, you have to play by the rules in this world. We believe, be'emunah shleima, that there's going to be a next world where we're going to get more das, where everybody's going to understand this. Everybody's going to realize that every bit of suffering that we went through is for our good. But on this world, you have to play by the rules on this world. And the rules are this on this world are that when something that appears physically to be a good item happens, you say Atev HaMeitiv. When something appears physically that the Torah describes as a sin item, you say Dayan Emes, but you say Dayan Emes with a feeling of simcha, like the story Rabbi Zal told with Rav Kook, Zechad Tzadik Levracha. He had a son who was about to get married the day of the chuppah, the day just as they were getting ready for the wedding, son had a son passed away. And he went into a room and he didn't come out for a long time, and then he came out and his Talmidim asked him, why, what took you so long? And he said, I knew that we were going to go into the chuppah, we were going to make brachas of simcha and everything. I wanted to be able to say the bracha Dayan Emes with the same type of positive attitude towards Hashem as I would have made the other bracha. He didn't start dancing, he didn't start clapping, because that's ribui shemen, that's gaiva. In other words, that's not the way to do it in this world. But at the same time, inside, to have this level of seichel that I know it's for my good, I know that everything that's going on is for my good.
So first of all, just have the kalim, that would already take care of the ticking for the thing.
Exactly. In other words, any chesaron that a person has, a zivug, money, health, anything, it's there. The item is, by Hashem, everything is there. Hashem is everything, right? Why don't I have money? Obviously, because I don't have my pipe. In other words, there's either there's zero pipe, or the pipe is hooked up to a tree or to a giraffe. The pipe isn't hooked up to Hashem. So I ask to create a pipe, and the pipe should be hooked up where it belongs.
What does it mean to create Kalim?
That's literally, in other words, you picture there's a famine. In Poland, the Polak turkeys don't have food or whatever. What do? They have somebody who stands in front with a big pot of milk, standing with a ladle, giving out milk. You have to bring your cup. If you bring a cup, if you bring a vat or whatever, they put milk into it. If you don't, if you bring your hand, you know, they'll put milk into your hands, they'll just splat on the floor, or you'll get 2 ounces worth. That's what it means. Well, it's kaviyachol baruch nis. There's a concept of Hashem giving shefa, oyer, which in our physical mind, we would say like milk or something like that. In order to receive it, it must be given over through a vessel. There's no way, in other words, our yanika from kaviyachol, the 10 spheres, are we yanik from the sphere of Yisoid? Lahadam. Never happens. From chesed? No, zero. Everything must come via the malchus. That's the difficult couple of bringing that all again. And the Malchus doubles out the Shefa. Why? Because the Malchus is a Keli. The Malchus is a Keva, which is the Keli. That's the Keli to receive the Shefa. Then it could be filtered out. When it doesn't have Keva, it can't be used constructively. It destroys. That's the whole concept of Torah and Tefillah. Tefillah is a Keli. Onechi Hashem alekecho, hamalach meretz Mitzrayim, harchev picho va'amaleihu. The peh is a keli, it's shaped like a cup inside. You picture, Hashem says, Harchev picha v'malehu. According to how much you daven to Hashem, that's how much shefa you can draw from Hashem. If a person learns without davening, he's receiving oyer without kelim, chas v'shalom. That oyer can be good, it can be very destructive. We mentioned recently, Rav Nosson Zal once told his Talmudim, you picture this person, what kind of shiurim he gave, what kind of purity was involved in everything. And he told his Talmudim, all of you sitting here should know that if any of you just listen to these shiurim and you don't invest a lot of tefillah, b'nechaich donish mekana, I don't envy you. Rachman al-Slam, what kind of dangerous position you're in, hearing Torah on such a level, and not davening tremendously to Hashem to be zirchet, to take it the right way, to come close to Hashem. Because then you can get light, which is, light can be either blinding or constructive, one at a time. That's the story.
I remember how he asked the Rebbe Zal when he was sick, how he should daven.
Right.
When he should daven for his very first sex, he said, Rebbe Zal told, well, you say that I believe Hashem, you're so great that you can do this.
Whatever is being accomplished via this could be done via other means also. Also true. That's not a point. Okay. Baruch Hashem. Next. Torah Kuf Samach Vav. Rabbeinu Zal says, Kisheho Olam Eitzel HaTzadik, when the people are by the Tzadik, Hazai Yeshle Memshala, then the Tzadik has Memshala. He has a rulership which he doesn't necessarily have when he's by himself. Ki Elisha pam nichtav olavi sholikim upam Elisha stam. Because about Elisha Hanavi, there are times in the Navi when he's called Elisha isholikim, and there are times when he's just called Elisha. Va'om Razal and the Zohar Kodesh says about this, ki shehoyu bnei hanavim etzlai, when his talmidim were by him, when the bnei hanavim were by him, hoyu nikro isholikim, that's when he was called isholikim. Uke shehoyu levadoi nikro Elisha stam. And when he was by himself, he was called Elisha Stam. Meaning, Rabbeinu Zal is implying here that although we believe Be'emunah Shleima, the Tzaddik Yisoid Olam, that the Tzaddik is the foundation of the world and everything, where does the Tzaddik's whole Memshala come from? From Bnei Yisrael. What did Hashem say to Moshe Rabbeinu when Bnei Yisrael were worshipping the idol, the Egel HaZahav? Lech Raid. Lech raid, what does the Gemara say about that? Raid migidulascha. Go down from your gedula. You're on a high level now? Get down. You know why? Because Hashem said, Klum nosati lecha gedula ela bishvilam. Why does Hashem make the tzaddik great? For one purpose and one purpose only. To serve Bnei Yisrael. To be mesakein Bnei Yisrael. The whole memshala of the tzaddik is for the sake of the Am Yisrael. When the Am Yisrael weren't where they belonged, Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Lech Reid, go down from your Gedula. You can't be up here when they're sinning and they're running around. You have to be hooked up to them at all times. At all times. They're sinning. Go be with them. Go down. When they're on a low level, you don't belong climbing. You belong down wherever they are. And note by Rabbein Azal, it's brought in the Yemei Maranat and other Sfarim times when suddenly people got together by Rabbein Azal. They came to him suddenly. There was no time of meeting. Suddenly, a couple of people got, they decided to go, suddenly, boom, they were there. And there were times when Rabbein Azal commented that there was a reason why you came today. In other words, I needed you to be here today, that's why you came, that kind of thing. But we should know this for ourselves, Bechlau, the fact that the whole Gedula, the greatness of it, in other words, in a way, we need Rabbein Azal. Rabbein Azal doesn't need us for anything, in a way. On the other hand, we believe, B'Emunah Shleimah, that the Tzaddik needs each and every one of us. That each and every one of us make the Tzaddik greater. Moshe Rabbeinu was great. Each and every single Jew had a part in making him great. And when the Jews were down, he had to be down also. Picture using this in spite of this. Hashem, bring me close to you. You're going to say, I don't deserve it. I'm a rat. I'm a fink. You're right. But for his sake, I know that if I'll be good, and if I'm Breslov, it means Rabbein Azal will be greater, literally. If I'll be Be'ed Chas V'Shalom, I'm subtracting from the Kavod of my Rebbe. In other words, his Memshola, his greatness is totally in each one of us. Let us be Zeicha to be good, not for our sake, for his sake. Him you certainly love, and him you certainly don't have any complaint against. You don't have any reason to want to hurt him. So for his sake, let me be normal, let me be good, let me do the right thing.
You can pull up your Rebbe.
100. Look at the wording Rabbein Azal uses here. There's no question at all that when Elisha was, he was called Elisha versus Elisha Shalikim, dependent on them. That was dependent on them. They had the power to make it. And I'm giving an example that Rav Moshe Zal brings along the Halachas many times. He quotes this Gemara, which is a phenomenal item. Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Lech raid me, go down. Don't think you're going to be up here flying worlds while they're down. Your whole Gedula was given to you only because of them. And that's the whole point where Kimaracha Mimirag, a tzaddik has to know that it's not that he's great on his, he's doing his own thing, his own avoda. His whole purpose for learning more, for advancing himself, is only lilmaid ulalameid. In other words, only to be able to pass it along to other people, to be able to help other people.
What about when Hashem told Moshe, I'll destroy the whole world and just leave you? Does it create another world for him?
Exactly, because Hashem was angry enough at that point, I don't want, this set is just garbage, I want to dump it. Although, that was also just a test for Moshe Rabbeinu. If Hashem would have wanted to do it, it would have been done. Forget it. Hashem really didn't want to do it. Hashem wanted to test the Mesiras Nefesh of the Tzaddik for the Klal Yisrael. And Moshe Rabbeinu pulled through with flying colors. You want to destroy them? Yeah, over my dead body. I'm the first. He knew that that Hashem wouldn't. And Hashem, in his words, Hashem said, Hanichali, hey, get out of the way and let me get them. Moshe Rabbeinu said, if he's saying get out of the way, it means he's hinting to me in his words that I have the opportunity to stand in the way. Get out of the way? No. Get out. If you wouldn't have said get out of the way, I would have thought that there's nothing I can do. You said get out of the way, it means you're hinting to me. Hashem was hinting to him, hey, listen, you should know you have the power to stop it. If you just put up a good enough fight, if you'll show your love for Bnei Yisrael and your dedication, you have the power to stop any Yisurim Chas V'Shalom that could come to Bnei Yisrael.
The example of the Gemara is, you know, or that you said, when Nassal brings Moshe Rabbeinu,
right,
and Elisha, and both are called Yisrael Lekim.
Exactly. True. Elisha is called Yisrael Lekim. Moshe Rabbeinu was called Yisrael Lekim, that word is used about him. And that's the other example where we said that it's shown that his whole Gedula came from them. 100%.
Well, what does that mean? He doesn't change if they're there, right?
What do you mean? The answer is he definitely does. He's given a unique type of Memshala when they're there versus when they're not there. Note the wording that Rabbein Azal used. I needed to do certain things, and in order to do it, you had to be here. Now again, that doesn't mean that we should become great in our minds and say that we're the ones who are... No, so you have to remember which is the horse and which is the wagon. but at the same time to believe that Ben Shlema, that each one of us plays an important part. And that's why if any sucker thinks he's going to say, well, so if I fall out, it's no... If you fall out, you're going to get 50 million patch because you had a responsibility. You were a stone in the wall. You let that stone be taken away. You made the whole picture a big, beautiful binion with one stone missing, and they have to say that's you. You were supposed to take up that slot, and you're not there. You thought it wasn't that big a deal. It's only me. That's what Rav Elazar warns against. A person should never minimize Chas V'Shalom the Kiddusha of each and every Jew. Each one has to know how important he is, meaning how much of a responsibility he has to be there when it wants the time to be there. Shabbos, Hanukkah, Rosh Hashanah, whenever it was a time to be by Rav Elazar, to know that his memeshel is dependent on you, meaning he'll get you if you didn't provide whatever nekuda you were supposed to. In other words, it's a responsibility. Again, it's a privilege also to be zeich to be from those who give chiyas to the tzaddik. Torah Kuf Samach Zayin. Rabbi Nizal says, Da, you should know. Note again, there are certain lashonos that are used in one place in this sefer, period. This combination, Da, Veheemin, you should know, and you should believe. Ki Hashabosim, Sheshevsim, Eitzel HaTalmid Chochom Ho'emes, that the Shabosim, which a person is zeicha to spend by a Talmud Chacham Ho'emes, Heim Kemoi Tainis. They are like a fast. Just like a fast has the power to be misakan a person tremendously, a spending Shabbos by a Talmud Chacham Ho'emes has the same power. And note, Ashreinu Matei Chalkeinu, that we were zeicha to know a Talmud Chacham Ho'emes, and that he gave us the privilege, the opportunity, we were zeicha to spend Shabbos by him. Meaning, we walked in from different neighborhoods, or those who live in this, in other words, regardless of anything, to spend Shabbos with him. That was the bechinah of HaShabbos Sheshoysim Eitzel Talmud Chacham Ho'emes. That we had a choice of davening in this Jewish center, or in the... And we gave our Shabbos, in other words, we spent our Shabbos with him. Rav Elazar says that that's like a tainus, that's like a fast. And there's another place where it's brought that it's like a fast, it's like a 7-day fast. It's like a fast from Shabbos to Shabbos. I think it's in Chaim Aran or in a different sefer that Rav Elazar brings that lashon.
Yeah. So the same thing applies now, as in the Rebbe's house in Shemayim.
The answer is, if we believe Be'emunah Shleima that the kibbutz, that just like Rabbeinu Zal told his Talmidim, wherever ten, when a minion of you will get together, I'll be there. If we believe Be'emunah Shleima that wherever the place of the tzaddik was, his ruach is there, and that when his Talmidim get together under his scribe, in other words, we have a shelet in our shul. Whose name is on the shelet? That this is Rabbeinu Zal's shul. This is Rabbeinu Zal's shul. This is Rabbi Zal's shul. It's understood that our, in other words, our purpose for coming to that shul is not because they serve interesting cake or because it's better heated. Our purpose of coming is because of the rav of the shul. This is called the breslet. In other words, this is the shul al shem moharan. On Rav Elazar's name, on Rebbe Zal's name, on Rav Kochelezal's name, that's our purpose for doing that. No question at all that that's the beginning spending Shabbos by itself.
This is for the wording. What would you, think, like, do you have Dav, He, and usually we say, like, those are...
Exactly. In other words, could be that he's emphasizing here that this is something which you could get either way. In other words, you could understand it, and if you don't understand it, you have to believe it. In other words, I really don't know what this Torah is different from all the others. Although, there's definitely a reason why it's written here and not there. But I'm saying could be here, he's emphasizing a point that this is something you have to know and believe. In other words, regardless of whether you see it or not, even if you think you understand, you should believe that you don't, in other words, that this is something which requires emuna. Period.
Do you have a close connection between the two? In other words, is there...
I don't think so. In other words, I don't think that it's brought in Likutei Halachos, for example, or someplace, why this is this. Although, I really don't know. I wouldn't want to say unless I look into it. Right. I really don't know. But again, this is a statement made by Rav Elazar. Next, Torah Kuf Samaches. Rabbi Nizal says, Kishebo li'odom gadlus, when there comes to a person gadlus, simen sheyof eloi tzorach has v'shalom. It's a sign that there's going to come to that person a tzorach has v'shalom. K'moy shekosev, as the Pasuk says in Mishlei, lifnei shever go'oin. Before a person suffers a break, getting broken, there's go'in. Before the fall is a heightening. And so too, v'chein kishehu shofol, when a person suddenly feels himself very, very low, simen sheyovoi l'kovoi gadol. It's a sign that the person is going to come to a very great kovoid, k'ma shekosu, as the pasuk also says, v'lifnei kovoid anova, that what precedes kovoid is anova. Meaning, again, a person should know that if he ever sees any type of godless coming to him, and it could come in a million different forms, whether it be a simcha, a person's getting married, a wedding, different, where he's being honored, that in any kind of manner, he should know that there's danger there, that this item could present a problem, it could present a danger, and it's a time to daven to Hashem, let me be zeicha, that this godless should not hurt me in any way. I know that the nature of godless is that it's damaging. Rabbi Nezal says here, lifnei shever, that when you see go'in, that when you see going, unfortunately, chas v'shalom, usually it's followed by this shever, chas v'shalom. Whereas that's the davening that shouldn't be the case, that whatever godless he gets should not be damaging to him, and at the same time to be zeicha to this type of shivlus, which leads to the true kavod, not in this world. Again, a person should not say, Hashem, only be zeicha to be humble, because I know that that's what people respect most, is a humble person. And again, you picture, it sounds funny, but it's not. You picture how hard it is. Let each person talk for himself or to himself what it means to be zeicha to real anova. In other words, to be zeicha really not to feel anything towards anybody, not to feel towards a wife, towards your own kids, towards your own friends for sure, not to feel any trace of ani or anything like that, period. Well, why we should be zeicha not to have any tzorais, and to be zeicha to shiflos, to be zeicha to this kind of kovod gadol. The Gemara says in kovod ala Torah, kovod is Torah. It's not hot air. It's not all the baloney that people think it is. It's not money.
The purpose of Ravenzal stating this over here, in other words, is like, as it seems he's translating a pasuk. Is it to warn, to like add an extra warning that this item is very, very.
Yes. In other words, the pasuk itself doesn't necessarily imply that when this comes, you should know that. No, it says that that before this, this, before this, okay. This. Rabbi Nezal saying you should know that when this comes, it has an implication of this, meaning you better get very scared. You better get very scared when you see a godless, any type of godless. This could mean, again, a raise in salary, anything. A bechina of godless. This shouldn't cause any damage. It shouldn't be followed up by the other thing. Person sees an aliyah in Kiddusha, he's davening better. In other words, things are starting to improve. I know that usually the aliyah is followed by the chas v'shalom this. To be saved from the this.
If you know you have that, if you know that's the law of nature,
then you still that has nothing to do with you. You still have to daven. Whatever you have to, you're going to get. But you could trim it down, you could cut it down, like we said. Hashem is capable of making whatever the Yerid is supposed to do. Give it to me in an aliyah, in a different kind of aliyah. We have to daven b'pshitus b'tmimus, save me from an aliyah. Save me from any nisa, from a Yerida. Save me from any tests. Tests are good, we're told, so what? Save me from any tests. I'm physical and I'm a zhlub, and the odds are 99-1 that whatever test I get, I'm going to fail. Therefore, save me from a test. I just wish that all of us would think rationally, say, the fact that what this world needs most is Mashiach, this world needs a tikkun, the kind of all-encompassing tikkun that Mashiach would bring. I remember somebody once mentioned to Rabbi Zal Kamen that his feeling was that, you know, as far as going to Rabbi Nezal, seeing how good that is, that in a way he's hesitant in davening for Mashiach's coming, because in a way, like, I wouldn't want him to come before I get to Rabbi Nezal seeing. And Rabbi Zal got very mad and he said, that's also Be'achli, because it's understood when Mashiach comes, he'll, in other words, you're looking to be Mesakein a tikkun like this. He's going to bring a tikkun from the ninth floor that's going to cover everything. In other words, a general tikkun, a tikkun HaKloli, that will be Mesakein everything. So, Rabbi Zal,
study Tikkun HaKlali, to be Tikkun for everything that we need a Tikkun for, we should be Zachary get the study. Like Rabbi Zion stand that every Shia, we should be Zachary get the study coming of Mashiach, deep in this Midrash with our eyes, physically, as soon as possible, now.
Right.
As soon as possible, now. Yeah.